USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. health officials estimate that more than 20 million Americans have now been infected with the coronavirus. The estimate is roughly 10 times as many infections as the 2.3 million cases that have been confirmed. Officials have long known that millions of people were infected without knowing it, and that many cases are being missed because of gaps in testing. 20 million infections would mean that over 6% of the nation's 331 million people have been infected. Previously, CDC officials and the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said that at least 25% of infected people might not even have the symptoms. The U.S. is currently testing about 500,000 patients per day. On a per capita basis, the U.S. rate falls behind several other countries, and those are according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. Many experts say the U.S. should be testing roughly 1 million to 3 million people each day to catch enough new cases to prevent flare-ups. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Tucson Mayor Regina Romero announced that she will not accept the resignation of Police Chief Chris Mangus, who resigned after a man died in police custody. Carlos Ingram Lopez was killed after he was restrained in a prone position for over 12 minutes. Romero said Mangus has brought forward-thinking changes to police policies and continues to build strong relationships with the community since joining the department in 2016. The county medical examiner has concluded that Ingram Lopez died of sudden cardiac arrest with acute cocaine intoxication and an enlarged heart. The three officers who arrested Ingram Lopez resigned on June 18th, and they have not been charged in his death. The Trump administration moved forward with a policy offering public schools across the U.S. to share coronavirus relief funding with private schools at a higher rate than federal law typically requires. Under a new rule issued by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, school districts are ordered to set aside a larger portion of their aid for private schools using a formula based on the total number of private schools in the district. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Donald Trump's family is now going to court to try to block the publication of his niece's book. Ted Poutros, the lawyer for Trump's niece, Mary Trump, said President Trump and his siblings are seeking to suppress a book that will discuss matters of utmost public importance. The family's legal action was first reported by the New York Times, who said Mary Trump and her brother, Fred Trump III, were involved in a messy court fight over their grandfather's estate in 2000. Mary and Fred's father, Fred Trump Jr., had died in 1984, and they said they had been shortchanged in his will, thanks to the Trump family. The court fight included allegations that Donald Trump and his two surviving siblings cut off all family medical coverage for Mary and her brother, who was married and had a young child with a neurological disorder. The dispute was settled in a confidential agreement, which the president said includes a very powerful non-disclosure agreement. Grammy-winning country group The Dixie Chicks have dropped the word Dixie from their name and are now going just by The Chicks. The band's social media accounts and website were changed to include the new name for the band. The Chicks, who are releasing their first new album in 14 years, now also released a new video for their song called March March, which features videos and images from the recent Black Lives Matter rallies. The move follows the decision by the country group Lady Antebellum to change its name to Lady A after acknowledging the word's association to slavery. A statement on the Chicks website says, "We'd like to continue to meet this movement." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.